Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Mike Daniels, who's been hanging out with us now for 6 years. He's our good friend and co-author of Names, Numbers, and Network Solutions, chairman of the AEI Global Internet Strategy Project. AEI.org is the website you should check out there. Mike Daniels, folks, is one of the pioneers of the Internet, and we always listen to him when he speaks. Mike, we've been talking about the Internet of Things, your thermostat on the wall, your refrigerator, your automobiles. Your automobiles have had IoTs in them for years. But one of the things that I want to talk about now are the things that are emerging and becoming more and more ubiquitous in our world, and people are finding it awfully handy, very seductive, and that's these digital assistants, virtual digital assistants, like Siri on your smartphone, on your iPhone, like your Amazon Alexa and all the others, where you say, you know, what's the weather going to be today, Alexa, blah, blah, blah. Mike, those devices are awfully seductive and handy, but they're also potentially awfully intrusive into our lives, and I'm worried about that aspect of it. And I hate to sound like a Luddite, but I think it's just. I think my concerns are justified. What do you think,
Jim? You and I have talked about the issue of cybersecurity in our lives and globally for a long time now. This is a big, big deal. Everybody sees it every day. It almost becomes mundane, but it's the biggest problem with all the technologies we've got, including the Internet of Things. You're justified to be worried. In the surveys that I read constantly, whether it's McKinsey, Bain, all the major management companies, the single biggest worry that people have, both consumers and business leaders, about getting into things like adopting Internet of Things technology is the problem of being hacked. Are people getting access to this?
Because the devices don't come with their own security firewall, do they? They don't, and you can't really install some kind of a security device in it. You have to protect it at the network, don't you?
You have to protect it, Jim, literally at the network, but at all levels. And the technology business in my lifetime, the last 50 years I've been in it, as the first thought's never been until more recently, I'd say the last 5 to 10 years, really, to build security into it. It's been, let's get the products out there. Let's worry about the other things that go on first. So, yeah, it's a major problem, and everybody should be concerned about it. So the rules and regulations of privacy, data security, always lag, in my mind and experience, Jim, in Washington, for instance, about 10 to 15 years behind the product technology waves. The U.S. government
It's because the government's analog. The government's analog.
They're always behind. They don't get it. That politicians are typically not technically inclined to understand any of this. So, yes, it's a major problem to answer your question, and we should all be wary of it. But it's coming. You got to deal with it. It's the dark side of the Internet and connectivity that you and I talk about with every one of these major technology waves. Yeah, it's a concern. Privacy, security, people eavesdropping. And of course, you and I have talked about the biggest example of it on Earth, which is the Chinese government.
That's right.
Built the Great Firewall of China and now can track every single thing of people who
and that's where the controversy over the Huawei mobile technology it comes in, right? Because of all that technology has got all the privacy penetrating aspects to all the technology, isn't it?
It's exactly right, because once that equipment is embedded in your networks and it's embedded in people's networks worldwide, government, commercial facilities, offices, et cetera, the potential exists to be able to get your data and use it for whatever purpose they want. Yes, it's a problem, and everybody knows it. Some
my approach to IoT, Mike, is I use IoT, but I protect the IoT at my network, and I do not use virtual digital assistants. I don't talk to those devices, because when you do that, you're telling all those people who are driving those devices, you're telling all of them everything about your life, whatever you're doing. What do you think? Last thoughts.
My last thought is we'll talk again, because voice recognition is where all this is headed, Jim.
Yep.
Exactly what you're talking
about. No, you're right. It's a problem.
In the future.
Voice is replacing search, isn't it?
It is. That's what's coming.
That's next, folks, when Mike joins us again the next time. Mike Daniels, thank you for being here. Good job. We always get smarter when Mike joins us, folks. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.